Hey, look at that.
Whoa, a building.
Yeah, I wonder who built that. Let's go inside. Oh my goodness, it's beautiful and historic. If only somebody, anybody, could tell us the history of this place.
Oh my God, it's DJ Batlord. Let's ask him.
Oh, hello. Welcome to Regia di Caserta, or the Royal Palace of Caserta.
This was such an easy place to get from support site. Only a 25-minute drive.
A really convenient day trip, no? Now, onto the matter at hand, this Baroque masterpiece designed by Luigi von Vitelli, and though it is said the complex was never truly completed, construction began in 1751, and it is the largest former royal residence in the world.
It is huge.
It sure is. The apartments were meant to host all of the royal court, government, military high command, basically the entire House of Bourbon to Sicily's would have functioned out of this building. The complex is massive, containing many royal chambers, a cathedral, massive libraries, tons of meeting rooms, art galleries. Name anything you associate with French royalty and the obscenely rich at the time that isn't a guillotine, and they have at least four or five of them. Walking through the building is an exercise in extravagance.
What's the big park in the back?
Excellent question. That is the Royal Park and English Garden, respectively. The difference between the English and the Italian Garden is that the Italian Garden has a very formal structure to it. Everything is symmetrical and formal, whereas the English Garden is meant to create an idealized natural landscape with recreations of temples and ruins and architecture scattered throughout with the intention of creating the perfect pastoral landscape. Water from the massive Caroline Aqueduct runs through every aspect of this beautiful landscaping masterpiece.
So it's just a big park?
That's incredibly reductive of you, but sure, it's a big park.
Can I swim in the pools?
What? Certainly not. Why would you ask that? I think it's time we discussed other things. You guys like Star Wars?
I love movies. In fact, I have a whole segment I do on movies on this radio station, too.
How convenient, because Star Wars was filmed here. In Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, they used this as the Theed City Naboo Palace. So the underwater abominations like Jar Jar would have lived here.
Jar Jar? Right in my backyard? That's wild.
World War II history, anybody?
Yeah, that stuff's pretty cool.
Perfect, because the unconditional surrender of German and Italian fascist forces in Italy happened here, as well as the first Allied war crimes trial. The palace was sadly damaged by U.S. bombers during the war in 1943, and also was virtually emptied of furnishing during the war by looters. The Italian government took great pains to restore the building and return or replace decorations in keeping with the original pieces.
Wow, this place is beautiful and historic.
It really does check many of the boxes.
My legs are tired.
Well, let us go rest on the lawn out front, enjoy a pizza, watch the sunset, and then head home.
It's such a beautiful view of Caserta up here.
We aren't up anywhere, and there's absolutely no view.
Well, I said it last time, and it kind of just felt right.
I think we're meandering. Let's do a liner.
Okay, you are listening to
97.3 AFN The Eagle.
Shove it, America's best.